Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Marks and Reese on a Wednesday, the 12th day of February in the city of Philadelphia. Johnny Marks and Mr. Ike Reese. Hello, Ike.
What's up there, Johnny Marks?
Oh, I mean, listen, good game last night. Good basketball game last night.
Mm-hmm. Got the dub
as we predicted. Mm-hmm. We correctly predicted. But, of course, then Joel Embiid afterwards just can't let the game stand on its own. Has to come out and be Joel Embiid. Every time I say, like, and I'm hoping, like, just play the game and then that's it. And then we don't have to worry about this. He comes out and he says more. Guy drives me crazy. Jack, you just want to play from the start, and then we'll talk about it. So after the game, Joel Embiid at the podium with Josh Richardson, and he said the following. Here it is.
That been going on me. I went back at them. We all human beings. If I can take it, then everybody else can take it too. So we move on. We learn from it. We move on. I got to do a better job. I understand where they come from, but then again, you know, if you dish it, you gotta be able to take it back. So, but at the end of the day, like I said, in my location last night, it's all love.
Yeah, I have to do a better job. They have to do a better job.
It's Coach Reed.
Yeah, yeah. Except he's not blaming the fans and saying they have to do a better job. Oh, they were coming to me. I was going at them. If I can take it, they can take it. Does he not understand that's not the way it works in sports? Or does he not care that's not the way it works in sports because he's going to do things his own way? That's probably more of that. Yeah, that's my worry is that Joel Embiid just doesn't get it, right? When you get booed, and believe me, it was mild, Ike. The booing is mild. Mm-hmm. It's not even a big deal. It's something that frankly, every player that's come through town here for the most part has had to deal with and just moves on from it, right? But he felt so betrayed by it.
He felt the need to tell everybody to shut the bleep up.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Shut the bleep up, and then he kind of backtracked from it, but clearly he didn't.
No.
And, you know, I the last couple of days, what I've gotten from Joel Embiid is to the organization, the Sixers, and to the fan base is, if you keep doing what you're doing to the organization, putting together a bad team around me, and to the fans booing me when it's not my fault, I'll leave. Right? And I don't need to do better as a fan. I'm perfectly fine with the way that I've acted as a fan with Joel Embiid, right? Like, the organization, that's a totally different topic. And they do need to do a better job surrounding a team around him. But, I mean, if he thought this last week was bad, he hasn't seen anything. So, like, really, the question that I have now is that, because there's not a game for another week and a day, I guess. They're off for the All-Star break into next Thursday. Do we really believe Joel Embiid can hack it here? That he can last here? Mm-hmm. Scott Rolen couldn't. Scott Rolen wanted out. He didn't like the negativity that this town can be sometimes. He didn't like the sports culture here. Jimmy Rollins took a lot of crap. Won a championship here. Took a lot of crap. The booing, I don't think it bothered him like it does a lot of other players, right? Jimmy Rollins could hack it here. Scott Rolen couldn't. Can Joel Embiid hack it here?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. I think the fans here are going to be true to themselves. They aren't going to be told how to react to players and coaches and teams' performances, especially professional teams, right? They pay money to go out there and see these teams play. The amount of money that these tickets cost, the amount of money a family has to spend to go as a family of four to any of these sporting events, right? It's almost a whole paycheck for a lot of families
to do
that. So as members of the media, I don't get offended by it because I don't pay to go see these teams play. I don't. You know, I'm a credentialed media member, so I don't need to pay to go see the teams play.
Sure.
So this doesn't really apply to me, but to people who actually spend money to go down there to sacrifice other things that the money could be spent on, You're not going to tell them how to react. And the Twitter idiots who don't go down there, who just want to have pom-poms and think they're going to get a follow or a like or a retweet from Joel Embiid or any of these athletes.
And they might.
By supporting this dumb behavior by these athletes at times. And we're talking about Joel right now. Like, those people aren't the – not that they don't matter, but the paying customers are the ones who are really actually sacrificing because they can afford to. But yeah. Then some of them can't afford to do it, but they love the team so much, they make the sacrifices, right? And B, you're not going to win this battle with the fans. But here's what I'll tell you. Here's why I disagree with you.
Okay.
And you brought up an athlete that – I'll kind of liken him to Jimmy Rollins. And I disagree that the booing didn't bother Jimmy Rollins. He wasn't consumed with it. He wasn't going to allow it to affect his on-the-field performance. He wasn't going to take it back out on the field with him. And for the most part, he wasn't waging wars against his fan base.
No, he wasn't.
He just wasn't. But Jimmy knew, or his personality was, oh, I'm going to give it back to you a little bit. Because I am a little bit of a you-know-what hole.
Yeah,
right?
And Joe does give it back
like
to
Joel
us, sure.
Like Joel is talking, and that's why I think he's going to be okay.
Yep.
I think he's going to be okay from that standpoint. It's going to be a back-and-forth thing. It really is. It's going to be fascinating. We finally actually have a star player with a little bit of personality. Now, what I need him to do is get his emotions in check.
Yeah.
And what I'm more concerned with is him being the tone setter for the team. This is where I wish Ben was more of a complete player and had the game to support being the best player on the team, because his temperament is probably what you need to be the tone setter for the team.
Well, also more of a vocal leader that can handle the media and everything else, that Joe doesn't necessarily have to be the
And that's
the
never
going to
be
kind.
Ben, yeah.
That's never going to be Ben, no.
Yeah. He gives you the straight-laced answers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not saying he's complete and doesn't need to mature in some areas as well, but just his temperament. He doesn't have the he doesn't ride the emotional roller coaster that Joel Embiid rides.
Man, you're not kidding.
Yeah.
No, I mean, and I actually think it serves Ben well. But again, like the biggest problem with Ben is just that he won't shoot. He doesn't shoot. I mean, mm-hmm. everything else with Ben is more or less like good.
Yeah.
Right. But Joel Embiid has the game. He just doesn't have the consistency yet. And I just don't think he gets it. Like, he just doesn't understand. Like, he just won't give it up. After last night, he couldn't just come out and say, listen, it was a great game. Yeah, I heard some of the boos in the beginning, but once we got going, this team just wants to see us win and play well, and we played well last night or whatever. But instead, it had to be I've been going at me, I've been going at them. If right. I can take it, they can take it. We'll learn from it. We'll move on. I have to do a better job. They have to do a better job. No, Joe, you have to do a better job. That's what you don't get. And that's why I don't think he'll ever really hack it here, is he doesn't get that. Mm-hmm. And to your point with Jimmy, like, Jimmy was hard-headed. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Jimmy was hard-headed. But he also got it, right? He also knew that he could say things. Mm-hmm. He could say a couple things back to us, but ultimately this wasn't a fight that he was going to win.
Right.
But Joel Embiid, I think, looks at it and says, well, listen, I'll just leave.
I think I can control.
Yeah.
I can control how the fans are going to react to me. That's not going to happen. You're not going to control the fans.
The last week I saw Joel Embiid more or less issue threats to the organization and threats to the fans. If you don't treat me better, I will leave. Period. And you know what, Joel? If that's your strategy and that's how you feel, oh, it's never going to work, man, because things aren't going to go well. You're very early in his basketball. This is very early in his basketball career, right? Like, if you're trying to be a champion and you're trying to win championships in the NBA, he's got a long way to go and a lot of adversity to face. When there's adversity with this guy, he flies off the handle, Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
And in this town, in another town, if he's in If he's in Miami, if he's in a non-Northeast corridor town, yeah, I think he can pretty much do all this stuff right here, and it's going to go under the radar. He's not.
Yeah, nothing goes under the radar here.
No, this is all we. This is what we care about. Sports fans, this is what we care about.
Yeah, nothing goes under the radar here. We pay attention to everything.
If you're a Heat fan, you're happy you have a great player in Joel Embiid. You're not picking apart everything that he does. You're not analyzing his press conferences.
No.
That's what I'm doing.
Yes.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494.
Nothing goes unnoticed.
We don't I don't and like you and I talked about this. So it's not us where he says that they have to do a better job. I have to do a better job. They have to do a better job, right? I'm not a booer. I wasn't booing Joel Embiid.
No.
I'm pretty critical of him, but I don't feel like I have to do anything different as a fan, and you feel the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that fans in general don't have to do a better job because and I'll use this example. Getting drunk at Eagles games, throwing beer on opposing fans.
Right, that's different.
Fighting Mike Scott.
Yes.
Like, that's where fans –
Fighting Mike Scott.
That's where fans can do a better job.
Yeah. No, that's different. That's not this. This is
– No.
This is Embiid trying to tell you how to respond to him not playing well or the team not playing well. Like, no, that's not how it's going to work. It just isn't. And – this is what happens when you guys get a little bit of the spotlight. Like, this is Eagle Central 70% of the year, if not more. Then there are the moments where the Phillies will take over, the Sixers will take over. The Flyers never really take over, meaning dominate the conversation around here. But they'll get mentioned if they make a run in the postseason. The Eagles get talked about all the time. Try being the Eagles.
Try being Carson Wentz.
Yeah, try being Carson Wentz.
Donovan here.
Try being Donovan.
Yeah, try being
to
Donovan.
Your point, try being Donovan.
Yeah, this isn't even a heat that you're catching right now. Like, this isn't the type of heat that you're going to catch if you guys lose in the first round of the playoffs this year. Like, if you don't meet expectations in the next couple of months, the heat will be turned up. Not turned down, it'll be turned up.
Yes.
So, last night was a nice win. I'm glad you came out motivated. Whatever mind games you need to play with yourself to get yourself going.
Knock yourself,
whatever.
Knock yourself out.
Here's what I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You better keep it turned up when you come back from the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You'd better get in this mode of, I'm a dominant player. This is what I do every night. Okay. All you did last night was frustrate everybody because I come away from the game saying, why don't you do this all the time? Why does it take why does it take for Shaq and Chuck to, you know,
motivate you into doing
your fans to get on you to get you going? We just want to see you do this every night.
Right.
Or 85% of the nights.
Yeah, we know it 82 game schedule. It's not going to back
to
back. We know that.
But you already don't play every game. Ben Simmons plays every game.
888-729-9494.
I mean, you already missed games.
Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Celebrate the season of love and save at Mark's Jewelers now through Valentine's Day. 15% off your purchase. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Jack puts this up there. We have 2,000 votes already because he put it up there about 45 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is Joel Embiid right? Do we need his fans to do a better job? 51% says yes.
50-50. How about that?
It's embarrassing. 888-729-9494. It's flat out embarrassing. I need to do a better job of being a fan.
Embiid's brainwashed Sixer or Philadelphia sports fan.
Yes, man. Listen.
Joel Embiid is a bully.
He may be the most untouchable athlete in town.
Joel Embiid is a bully, and he's now bullying the fans and the organization. He's bullying the fans.
Yeah.
He's telling the fans, I'll leave if you don't give me different treatment.
Hasn't won squat.
Hasn't won anything.
I mean, Carson helps us win the Super Bowl, and oh, my goodness. He better not throw an incomplete pass.
Yeah, and by
let alone chastise the fan base.
And by the way, like, fans don't need to do a better job. Fans are allowed to have opinions on their team and their players.
I also think on a voice.
Right? I mean, being a fan just isn't being 100% supportive. Are we too negative here sometimes? Yeah, sometimes we're too negative here.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. So like,
that's,
all right.
That's life here.
But in this particular situation, we need to do better. No, he needs to do better. And this is part of the problem, and this is why it's never going to work, because he's never going to get that because he doesn't think it. He honestly doesn't think it. We'll come back and we'll get to all your phone calls. 888-729-9494.
Johnny Marks is fired up today.
And we'll also play
That's all positive, John.
Embiid on TNT after the game, mentioning.
Oh, more?
Yes.
He had to do it twice last night.
Yeah, he had to do it right after the game. Oh yeah, you should have seen my my direct messages after after the game last night. Mark's and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
Are you the hero or the villain tonight?
I'm always gonna be both. You know, I start with my city. I love my city. You know, they've shown me a lot of love since I've been here. So, you know, we go through up and downs, and you know, we learn from it. You know, so there's nothing more. We just, you know, playing with each other, just having fun. Like I said, I'm back to being a good. Sorry for cussing, but you know, I'm just gonna do my thing.
There you go. There's Joe. Sorry for cursing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And these boos that are being talked about here by these zombies out there, these Embiid zombie fans, mm-hmm. these boos have taken on a life of their own. They really have. I mean, what are we really talking about here? There were boos. I heard some boos.
Yeah, it was smattering of them.
Smattering, yeah. Right.
And okay.
Yeah, smattering of boos.
It should have been, quite frankly.
Yeah. Yeah, smattering of boos after you told the crowd to yeah. shut the bleep up. Yeah, after you shushed everybody.
Yeah, you're lucky it wasn't more.
You're lucky it wasn't worse. Because frankly, I'm surprised it wasn't even a little bit worse.
Yes.
It was a smattering. Mm. It was a smattering. And now it's like we're going to talk to somebody here that is saying, like, if he doesn't last here, it's the fans' fault. What fans? What are you talking about? All we want to do is watch great basketball. He's capable of doing that. Mm. You saw it last night. Mm. Like, Ike, he's an amazing player. When he's right, when he's healthy, when he's right, when he's motivated, he's an amazing player.
Yeah.
Nobody wants him to leave. I don't want him to leave. I want him just to grow up. Grow up. Stop being such a baby.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever going to. I really don't. I don't think he's going to be able to hack the city.
You did kind of want him to leave.
Well, I mean, I don't like him.
Okay.
Yeah, but even yesterday I said that the last thing that I want to see is the Sixers to trade him, get 25 cents on the dollar to Miami, and then he figures it out down there because he actually has a stable franchise that knows what the hell to do with him. 888-729-9494. Let's go to the phones. We have start off with Steve in South Jersey. Hi, Steve. Hello, Steve. All right, listen, everybody. All right, Jack, I'm talking to you in there too. All right, now. When you're on hold, because this happens far, far too often, Ike. When you're on hold, be ready to go. We're going to come to you. We'll throw it to you. And then you say hi, all right? So get off a speakerphone. Get off a mute. Get off of everything else. Let's go to Andre from the great state of Delaware. Andre, how are you?
What's up, Johnny Mark?
Hi, Andre.
Ike Reese. What's up, man?
What's up, Dre?
Listen. All right. Listen. I'm going to need some Ike juice if you play any more of them Joel Embiid cuts. This dude, he don't know how to let it go, man. And my thing is, attitude reflect leadership from the movie Remember the Titans, since we do movie quotes. That one for Joe. A lot of people are on him, honestly speaking, if we had a coach that would voice his displeasure with Joel's performance, the fans wouldn't have to. The fans wouldn't have to motivate him to do what he did out there last night if the coach, or the GM for that matter, would do their job. I think they ought to forfeit their salaries and give it to the fans because they scared of Joe. And Joe want us as fans to react to him the way they are. And that just don't cut it in this city, man.
No, you're right. No, you're right.
Yeah.
And you're right about Brett Brown. Andre, we're having Billy King on coming up at 3 o'clock. He obviously and famously was the GM of the 76ers when Allen Iverson was around. We're going to ask him, how would he handle it? Right? Like, as the GM, how did he try to be the go-between, be the peacemaker between Larry Brown and Allen Iverson? How would he handle Joel Embiid?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, because that's what Elton Brand's trying to do right now. It's like, what's the best way to try to calm this? Because you're right. He's not getting over it. Right? Like, they won last night. They had a great game. And still, like, he's not letting it go.
Well, the good thing is the All-Star break is here. So, unless he goes out to Chicago and allows himself to be baited into continually talking about this and bashing your own fan base, because it'll be a media day out there, and you have to do his rounds, and you get different media guys coming up.
People will want to ask him.
Yeah, ask you stuff. So they're going to ask you the biggest story that's going on with you. And What's it like being booed by your home? Like,
and all it's going to take is one false word that maybe he doesn't even mean, and
well,
it's going to blow up.
Well, no, Joel is smart. He's either going to play into it and take another jab, or he's going to be smart enough not to let this thing spiral out of control anymore and just move on.
Yes, I don't think he knows what it's like to move on, because he already said he's been empowered now to be the guy because he thinks it helps him on the court.
Well, didn't he say, I'm going to do what I want to do or say what I want to say, something like that?
Yeah, he's going to go back to being the Joel Embiid that doesn't care. The problem is the Joel Embiid that didn't care before never was fighting with his own fan base.
Well, and here's the other thing. I don't know if this – see, here's the thing as fans. We have to take this thing to the next level, right? Now, we could say this is just on the surface, and he's only talking about this little incident with fans, or we could take it to the next level and say, was this some sort of, you know, laying down the gauntlet for the organization? You guys tried to shackle me earlier. You told me to stop being myself. Don't go on social media. Stop it with the antics out there on the court. You guys tried to put this harness on me. Brett Brown.
It's your fault.
And it's your fault that I'm not playing well, so I'm going to go back to doing what I want to do. Right? I'm going to go back to doing what I want to do. Damn what you all are trying to tell me to do.
Right.
Because these things came from his coaches, came from his front office. Grow up. Mature. Don't get tossed out of games. Stop picking fights. Don't go on.
Stop doing so much on social media.
The whole social media vulgar profanity tirade you went on. Like, stop doing it. That's who you got mad at. Wasn't fans that told you that.
Mm-hmm.
You got mad because the organization told you to knock it off.
Yep.
That's who you got mad at.
Right. I mean, the whole fan.
And that's what affected the emotional roller coaster you've been on all year.
The whole fan against Joel is so overblown.
Yes.
What fans against Joel thing is he started it.
Yes.
Like, what are we talking about here? And then he's wagging his finger at the fans?
Yeah.
Like, forget about me. I've been talking a lot of crap on the radio here for the last year or so. Like, forget about me. What about the fans? Fans aren't doing anything abnormal or out of line. He's the one that's doing things that are abnormal and out of line.
Yep.
Let's go to Ed in Williamstown. Ed, how are you?
Hey, how you doing today?
Hi, Ed.
What's up, Ed?
All right, just want to talk about Joel talking about the fans need to do their part. I think the fans have done their part. We've gone through, 20 years of losing and, 5 years of tanking? This guy's making millions of dollars a year.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, you tell us how you feel, Ed. I mean, you know, John and I, we are fortunate. For the job that we do, it requires us to be at games at times, and if we certainly need to be there, we're not buying tickets. But you're a paying customer. I mean, that's who he's speaking to,
mm-hmm.
right? He's
speaking
to the paying customer.
To take a family to a basketball game, I mean, for some people, that's a whole week's pay.
Yes.
You know, to take a family to a basketball game and watch a winning team and then have some guy – you know, shush you and drop F-bombs. I really feel like that's very unprofessional on his part. And he does not understand that we have been through 20 years of waiting for a good team here. Okay, I cannot go out there and, you know, train Ben Simmons how to shoot a jump shot. I cannot go out there and train Joel Embiid how to monitor his diet. That's up to him. He's making millions of dollars a year. Okay? We cannot tell him to stop eating Chick-fil-A. That's up to him.
Yeah, you're right. I appreciate it. See, I like all the other stuff, right? I could deal with all the other stuff if he would just grow up. Seriously, if he would just grow up. This didn't have to be made into this whole big thing. He's made it into a big thing. After the game last night, he continued it. He can't give it up.
Right.
Like I agree with you. Like I think he's more angry at the organization than he is at the fans. Because what real reason does he have to be angry at the fans other than he feels betrayed because there were some boos towards him? Right? Like really, you're still short circuited because of some boos in two games? Like last night, you had to expect it. Last night, you had to expect something, and there was barely anything at all.
Yeah. See, here's how I know. He mentioned in one of those comments that he thought about shushing the crowd again last night. I'm glad you didn't do that. But he actually mentioned that.
Yep.
And said, I decided not to.
Oh, thanks,
So Joe. He actually thought about that. I don't know if the PR got to him before the game. You know, you and I were talking about don't do that tonight. So I don't know if that was mentioned to him. As a matter of fact, I don't know if our entire show yesterday and the tone of it and the conversations during it wasn't brought to him in some sort of way. Some of the things he talked about after the game, this, you know, the city has been behind me. They supported me, you know, through, like, these are things that we were talking about yesterday. So obviously that had to be conveyed to him.
Somebody was listening.
Somebody had to convey that to him and let him know, listen, this fan base has been behind you and has supported you through your worst times. You didn't play for 2 whole years, buddy. Mm-hmm. You didn't play for 2 whole years.
Yeah, you have a max contract already.
And you've done some other things. Mm-hmm. The torn meniscus, forcing your way back on the court against the Houston Rockets and making the injury worse, then showing up to a Meek Mill concert dancing on stage.
I forgot about that.
Like, being sent home on a road trip early in your career, your first year or your second year, because of your behavior. Too immature.
Yeah.
Destroying hotel rooms. Getting overweight. Like, come on now. Like, we watched you grow up, big fella.
Yeah, he's far from perfect.
From the beginning. We've been here with you.
Hey, so our caller, Mad Mike from King of Prussia.
Oh, he's blown up.
It wasn't on yesterday on our show. It was the night before on Giglio's show, right? And so John Barchard put the audio to, like, a video clip. We put it out there. Jack, you said there's a couple hundred thousand views.
Oh yeah, it's like 200,000 views.
And wow. and there's a lot of likes too, including who liked the tweet.
Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid liked the tweet. Like, if you want to know what he's doing, he's on social media looking for what people and listening for what people are saying. That was put out yesterday, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. That wasn't put out the night before. That was put out yesterday.
It was liked after the game.
It was liked after the game. So Joel Embiid after the game goes home and is looking on social media for what people are saying. He's addicted.
You know he loves his social
media. Yeah, he can't stop. That's not healthy. Like, part of the reason, Ike.
Put the phone down and step away.
Because you know what? There's no way that just by what happened at one game where there was a smattering of boos that you would react the way that you reacted towards the fans unless you're looking at what people are saying on Twitter. And that's what this reaction is. Mm-hmm. This reaction is to Twitter. This reaction is to polls that are being done by radio stations and radio shows. This is just a total Twitter reaction. And if he's going to live his life and he's going to live his NBA career by reacting to what people are saying on Twitter, man, he's going to drive himself crazy, Ike. And he's going to drive his fan base on crazy, too. He is. This is all complete Twitter reaction. It's not healthy, and it'll never work. It'll never work because he'll continue to deteriorate and not be able to take it.
Well, I mean, listen, I think a lot of this was about how he was being used and whether or not the offense was being built around him, his role in it.
I think he was at first angry more about that.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has been sort of just tossed in, and he probably doesn't know where his original anger stems from. But if you just leave it to on the court, he looked better last night.
Al
Horford came off the bench. The spacing was there. These are the things that we've been talking about. So maybe this will unlock him for the rest of the season. Hopefully it does. And we're going to benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, big fella, we want you to play like you did last night, every night.
Every night, yeah.
So hopefully that's what it does for you. Play ticked off every night. I'm good with that. But you don't need to verbalize this as some sort of, you know, vendetta against your fan base. Like, if that's what you need to get you going, your career here is never going to be fulfilling to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can't be, because you're never going to feel appreciated entirely.
It'll never work.
So you can't have this back and forth thing with your fan base to get you motivated. It has to be something else that drives you, not fan reaction.
Let's go to Chris.
Stop it with that.
Chris in Reading, Pennsylvania, joining Marks and Reese. Hi, Chris.
Hello, guys. How you guys doing?
Chris, how are you?
What's up, Chris?
Good, good. Listen, guys, Ike and
John.
John, listen, Yeah, yeah. I think I listen to you guys every day faithfully.
Thank you.
And appreciate I believe that. That both of you guys are missing the whole boat. I think you guys have kind of – you've been here long enough. You're a Philadelphian. There's no question. Your mindset is a Philadelphian now.
It is.
And the thing is, we don't understand the complete dynamics of the situation. You hear all the time people talking about Joel Embiid is playing terrible. He's the best center in the league. Joel Embiid shoots on the perimeter too much. He leads the league in post points.
He does?
Like, yes. Yes, he leads the league in post points.
Oh, but that's not points in the paint. But that's not points in the paint.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if he leads the league in points in the paint.
Absolutely he does. Absolutely
right, okay,
he leads
the
league.
Okay,
Because
but here's the thing, though, Chris. Let me ask you this. He leads the league in points in the paint as a center. Why is he shooting 46%?
Because he's shooting threes at 33%.
So
right, which is what fans are complaining about.
But hold on. Something that doesn't add up to me is what I'm saying. Either he shoots it more in the paint, and that should be a true representative of his field goal percentage, or he's taking more shots from outside the three-point line, which is bringing his field goal percentage down. Like, the three-point shot wouldn't have the impact on the field goal percentage if he was shooting 80% of his shots inside that paint.
Well, listen, do you watch Denver play at all?
Yes.
Okay, so Jokic shoots a lot of threes. He stands on the perimeter, and all he gets from the national media is, "Oh, he's so skilled. He's got this. He's got that." He doesn't post.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't post.
Well, he's a different.
Shoots two threes a game, and now he's on the perimeter too much. It doesn't make sense.
But here's the thing, though, Chris. Here's why this is not right, Chris. Forget about when he picked up a basketball. He picked it up early enough to be the number three overall pick and to get a rookie max deal. So forget about when he picked a basketball up as if that's some excuse. He's being paid like he's a max player in the NBA. So I'm asking you about the Joker versus Embiid. Embiid is a more skillful scorer than the Joker. Would you agree with that?
Well, I agree, but the media doesn't agree. They keep saying the Joker's just more skilled.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Embiid is better than Djokovic.
Yeah, I mean, but listen, Chris, hang on. So bring it around to
I expect more out of Embiid.
Because your comments say if he doesn't last year, it's the fans' fault. So bring it around to me to where.
Hold on. Let me clear that up. It's not the fans. Believe it or not, it's driven by the media. You guys doing what you're doing now, you complain about every single little possible thing. The fans listen to this, regardless if you believe it or not. You guys are very influential.
I agree.
On the casual fan.
I agree. And you know what Joe? You know what Joe can do?
Don't read everything.
But Chris, you know what Joe can do?
That fan is influenced by you guys.
You know what Joel Embiid can do if he wants to quiet all of this stuff? Not tell the crowd to shut the bleep up. Not to shush the crowd. Not to do what he did after the game last night. To take the high road. To take the answer that he knows that would have allowed everybody to move on. He elected not to do that. Right, so the fact that we're talking about Joel Embiid today is Joel Embiid's fault, right? He's the one that did this. What did we do? We're reacting to what happens in games, Chris.
Yes, but if you don't have the patience to wait for maturity, he'll get up. He'll get a championship somewhere else. And what we do is we bring these guys in. We get so frustrated with them, and then we trade them off, and then they go have success. We have to learn to wait.
Like who?
You know what I heard, Chris? I heard the same thing about Allen Iverson. We got to wait for him to mature. It's okay.
And they traded him.
Well, they traded him when he was cooked.
Yeah, but I'm saying, did he ever mature?
Cooked when he went to Denver.
No, he wasn't cooked.
A few years later.
Chris, I'm asking, did he ever mature to win a championship?
No, he didn't.
Okay. So that's the point. Sometimes when you say we need to wait until he matures, I get that. And listen, I'm not trying to run Joel Embiid out of town, but when are you going to mature? He's about to be 26 years old.
Also, who have we run out of town again?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what player have we run out of town?
And they go and they win championships elsewhere, right?
Yeah, I can't think of a player we ran out of
time. Well, you would get the guy that likes that idea and would say, well, look at Scott Rolen. Like, no, like Scott Rolen.
Scott Rolen wanted to leave.
He wanted to leave. Yeah, we did. We, in fact, we.
And that was an organization thing, right? That was against the Phillies.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't think he liked it here in general. I don't think he liked the negativity, but.
Wasn't a fan of the turf.
No, but. We
hey, I played on that stuff, man.
We wanted to like Scott Rolen.
Look at you now.
We wanted Scott Rolen to stay. We turned on Scott Rolen after he made it pretty clear that he wasn't coming back.
We ran J.D. Drew out of town.
Well, he never came in.
Never
town.
Played here. Yeah.
I know.
But to your point, yeah. Like, all right. So yeah, this whole misnomer of we run people out of we've run out of town.
Don't run anybody out of town,
please.
A Hall of Famer Andre Iguodala out of town.
Listen, are we
not soon enough?
Are we tough on our athletes? Here's the thing, right?
Some people we tried to run out of town.
Here's the thing: are we tough on our athletes? Yes, we're tough on our athletes. Are we tougher than some other markets on our athletes? Yes. Have we been tough on Joel Embiid?
No.
That's the point.
I can easily make the case we've been way tougher on Ben Simmons. Way tougher.
And that's the thing that aggravates me more than
way
anything.
Way tougher on Ben Simmons than Joel Embiid.
Even with Donovan, and we have fun with Donovan, and I feel the way I do. I feel about Donovan. Mm-hmm. Donovan was criticized to this day more than Joel Embiid. Donovan will get more crap today on the radio than Joel Embiid if he says something.
Donovan here.
Yes.
Come on, man. Yes. What's up, Va?
Yeah, will Joel Embiid have drops on our board in 2020? Like, probably not.
No, do we have a Joel Embiid drop?
We should. We should.
Can we match up him saying they got to do a better job with Andy
with
saying
Andy? Yeah.
We got to do a better job?
You know what you need to do? Get the Let It Go song and then just play it underneath his comments after last night. How about that? We'll do that next hour.
It's called production.
There you go. Let's go to Brian. Brian's in Jersey. Brian, how are you?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, B?
What's up, Brian?
So, Johnny Marks, I'm gonna come to your rescue here. So, I'm calling you saying good morning. It's 10 a.m. out here from the beautiful island of Honolulu, Hawaii. And I just wanted to say that I'm backing you up. That that is how they pronounce it out here. They pronounce their W's with a V.
Come on,
like
man.
Hawaii. So
Hawaii.
It's true, but
do you guys say Hawaii punch? No,
I guess so.
It's Hawaiian punch, man. Come on, man.
Are you in the military, Brian?
No. My mom lives out here in Kapolei, like 20 minutes outside Honolulu.
Yeah.
So I visit her.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So and Ike, I know you're usually handing out juice, but I got some juice for you today too.
Okay.
So. I just want to let you know I tweeted y'all, and I'm a huge LTB beer, and I know a lot of these people be jumping on the bandwagon, but how many of them, you can check my Avi, how many of them got a shirt with Carson Wentz, but not with his face on it, it's a goat face, because Carson Wentz is the goat, and you can check that out, you can check it, Carson Wentz is going to bring us a chip, I promise you that.
You know it,
all
brother.
All the Eagles need to do, they need to take Robinson from the Chiefs, they need to get Amari from the Cowboys. Maybe draft a stud, bring Deshaun back, and woo, that Bronco going to be bucking this year, boy. He's going to be bucking. I promise that.
Oh, man, don't get me excited, Brian. Don't get me excited. It's too early.
Yeah, it's February.
Right
it's not, it's not
my
May.
Favorite students. Yes, you are.
Quick thing on Embiid that you guys said. He definitely is looking at social media. It's 2020. I feel like all these athletes are looking at social media. They're all feeding off of it. But him for sure. He'd probably be on Twitter, Instagram, having Twitter fingers every night. So I'm going to leave you guys on one note. Can you guys just please leave Pillsbury Joe Boy alone? He's a good guy. He don't cry that often.
Pillsbury
but,
Joe.
But have a good one, guys.
All there right, he is, Brian, from calling from the island of Oahu.
He's talking about Joe DiCamera, though, right?
I think was he talking about?
Couldn't tell he's talking about Embiid.
Joel Embiid.
Because Embiid. Yeah, but the camera also makes sense because he's soft as well.
Yeah, and I think they call him Pillsbury Joe.
Do they?
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888, I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he was talking about Joel Embiid.
Could have been.
Who's softer, the camera or Embiid?
Oh, the camera, man.
Yeah, it's not even close. Sorry, I was trying to ask the question.
Yeah, like Joel Embiid has legitimate injuries.
Right.
You know, he's getting groin surgery.
Yeah.
And he's actually playing through the injuries.
Yeah, we're not questioning we're not calling him soft because of the injuries.
Right.
amazing. Let's go to Cordell in West Philadelphia. Cordell, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
All right.
Listen, I think we really do have to take into consideration these young guys, how long they've been playing in the NBA and whether they played any real college basketball. I mean, how many interviews have you guys really, you know, involved themselves in over the years? You know, most players, you know, spend 4 years in college. They do a lot of interviews. They get themselves groomed and ready to deal with the fans and stuff like that. These two guys that we have, they have not done that. They've only played 1 year in college. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have the ability to deal with, you know, the interviews and stuff and deal with the fan thing. You know, so we just got to give them some time. Let them mature a little bit, you know. So what we're going through right now is just some maturity lessons that they're going through.
So we shouldn't expect them to win this year.
I don't think one has anything to do with the other. I mean, I expect them to win too, but I mean, their maturity on the court versus their maturity handling the press is two different things.
Well, you're right, and the immaturity on the court is what is bothering me or has me concerned, because there's up and down play, and until last night, I'm not even sure everybody knew what the identity of the team was. As a matter of fact, Embiid said that just last week, that these guys were still trying to figure out what their offensive identity was, and he was trying to figure out what his role in the offense was. So there's the immaturity on the court from the standpoint of not knowing how to play with each other, not knowing how to, I don't know, compromise your game a little bit so that the other guy is riding the hot hand. So, I mean, it's on and off the court, Cordell.
Ike, I understand what you're saying, but, I mean, think about how many teams Brett Brown has had to coach over the last 3 years.
Yeah, see, here's where I'm not going to give.
Cordell. They don't have any identity.
Cordell, I'm not giving him that pass this year. That was the pass last year. That was the pass he received the year before. Last year, all I heard was Brett Brown's coached three different teams. They traded for this guy. They traded for that guy. He needs a full offseason. These guys didn't even have training camp together. You don't have any of that excuse this year. Everybody was healthy going into training camp. There was no offseason surgery. They basically have been here, this same starting five, the entire year. You don't get that as a pass this year, right? Like, what are we talking about? When Brett Brown comes out and declares the number one seed is their goal, what are you talking about? He said that in training camp.
Yeah,
they want the number one seed. They want the home court advantage in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I mean, it's really like
Josh Richardson said they're walking to the NBA Finals.
Well, that was
what's his name?
Ennis.
Yeah.
James Ennis.
Now he's doing the same thing with the Magic.
Right.
Walking to the NBA. Walking to the NBA.
He's literally walking to the NBA Finals.
Just like Glenn Robinson in the third and Alec Burks from San Francisco.
We can't all of a sudden now say, when we realize that it may not happen this year, now we're going to tell, okay, now let's go back to let's be patient.
Yes. Yeah, let's be patient.
Like, that's what's happening
right now.
We're back
to being patient after giving out how many hundreds of millions of dollars in contracts from guys that are supposed to help right
now. You don't give out the money they gave out this offseason to be patient.
This really isn't, like, the brainwashed Sixers fans out there, it's really not that difficult.
No.
It's not that difficult. Joel Embiid's a great basketball player. He just needs to grow up. Joel Embiid's focused on the wrong things. He's focused on what people are saying on Twitter. He's focused on liking a tweet from Mad Mike and King of Prussia that's ripping him and saying all these things about him. He's not focused on what he should be focused on. And yes, some of that's maturity. Some of that's him. Some of that's just him. You think when he's 28, he's going to be much more mature Joel, where he's not doing that?
I hope so.
Mike, he's already saying last night that this is what he needs to be a great player. He needs to be the bleep hole. The a-hole,
right?
Like, again, he's cursing on national television. Mm-hmm. He's going to his press conference and using profanity. That's not a professional.
Right. He thinks it's funny.
If it slips out, it slips out. Like, I'm not saying that, but he's continued to do this where he's using profanity at press conferences. That's not what a franchise player in the NBA does. Yeah. And like you said, he's doing it on purpose. He knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's not good enough. Like, he needs to change. But, like, it needs to start somewhere. I know it's not going to happen all at once. he needs to show signs that he gets it. He's showing me no signs that he gets it. In fact, he's more empowered now than he's ever been. Because now he's threatening the fan base and the team.
Mm-hmm.
He's more or less saying to the fan base, okay, you want to boo me? I'm out. Hey, 76ers, you want to build around Ben Simmons? You don't want to build the team properly around me? I'll go to Miami. This has been a threat the last week to 10 days by Joel Embiid. And by the way, I believe him. I believe the threat. And all it's going to take is another bad stretch where the fans get mad again. And believe me, he's not going to have to, he'll be looking for it, but he's not going to have to look very far for the criticism.
Yeah, that's why I don't think it's the fans. I think it's more of the team. I think it's his role on the team. I think it's how the offense flows. I think it's more of that. I just believe the fan thing is the cover. I think he's using the fans and the media as a cover.
Well, that's Billy King coming up at 3 o'clock about all this.
Yeah.
He's going to join us. Let's go to Mike in Newcastle, Delaware. Mike, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, Mikey.
What's up, Mikey?
Hey, listen, you know, every time I turn on this radio station, you know, you women, I don't know how old you guys are, but you remember the vinyls? You know, you have a scratch in the record, and you hear the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Every time I turn on this radio station, I hear about Embiid. Listen.
Right, and you tried calling yesterday and couldn't get on, and you called again today, so it must interest you, Mike.
Yeah, let me tell you something. If I had ownership of this team right now, I would get these guys at their age right now, Kareem, Moses Malone, Bill Walton, Patrick, you know, I'd get them guys because they got more enthusiasm. They give me more consistency than Joel Embiid does. Joel Embiid is not going to do anything for this team, man. Yeah, and Mark, when you said Johnny Mark, he said this guy's the best player on this team. Y'all need to dismantle this team, man. Because that's the same. You're not gonna go anywhere with this guy. Man. I don't understand why everybody want to talk about. Everybody want to cuddle him every time he has a good game like he did last night. What he says, oh, I got to do better than this, and everybody say, oh, okay, well he's gonna do better. He in the next game he come back and get 3 points. I mean, come on. Man, get rid of this guy, man, and get some back. I'd rather have that guy. What you said his name was Joker. I'd rather have him. You know, I mean, he'll give you a game every night. He might not, like you said, he might be a little bit better than Joel. Might be a little bit better than you, but the man give you consistency.
Yes, because he moves like a snail, Mike. I mean, we think Embiid is slow. Wait till you watch Joker play.
Yeah, watch him play on defense.
I understand that, but. To snub your fingers at your fan, and I mean, just like if I come to your house and paint your house, and you paying me to paint your house, and I get there and I ain't got at your house painting, and I stick my middle finger at you, you gonna still pay me? This is what the Sixers are doing right now. They paying this man, him and Simmons, for doing absolutely nothing. They just collected a paycheck. We're doing absolutely nothing. And every one of these fans, they're saying he's the best player. He's a good player. He needs to stay there. They're gonna say the same thing 5 years from now. They're going through the process in 5 years from now.
All right, there he is, Mike from Newcastle.
Get rid of that guy.
Yeah. That's who you're picking for Friday, Mike in Newcastle?
Yeah, he's a Cowboys fan. Trying to tell
he is a
Philly
fan.
How to feel.
How about Ben Simmons last night? 22 shots.
Yeah, I mean, he had –
when's the last time Ben Simmons took 22 shots in a game?
Well, he had 14 shots, I think, in the first half. I remember looking, going to the box score to see, like, man, like, he's really active.
He even hit a jumper.
He did.
Yeah, he was forced to. It was at the end of the shot clock. Yeah, he had to throw it up.
He played well last night.
Yeah, but you got to think about how he played well. A, you don't have Embiid and Horford out there at the same time. B, when Embiid went to the bench – and especially during Embiid's time in foul trouble, he's able to stay out there longer with that group and be aggressive. I don't even have the shot chart of when the stuff occurred, but I would imagine most of those shots occurred in the first half.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I know it was 14 in I think it was before halftime he had 14.
Yeah.
888-729-9494. Coming up, Billy King, former
great name, though,
76er GM. He had a tough job in having Allen Iverson here with dealing with all of the Allen Iverson-type issues, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you knew the talent that he had, but also a lot came with Allen Iverson, just like a lot comes with Joel Embiid. You know the talent he has, but a lot comes with Joel Embiid. We'll ask Billy what he thinks about it, how he would handle it, and also, like, Can they work together? We know the questions. Can they work together? Who would he trade of the two? And what would he do if he was in charge right now? Billy King coming up next on Marks and Reese.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.